standing in the dry parking lot in front of Germain Arena, you'd almost forget it was filled with water a week before, trapping those with unraised cars at the arena's shelter until the remnants of Hurricane Irma finally receded. Now, the lot is filled with trailers, tents, and semi-trucks, and, even more prominently, the overwhelming smell of smoky barbecue.
This is my second one in less than a month, as I was down for Hurricane Harvey in Houston. We did 400,000 meals nearly, 371,760 to be exact.
That was Tim Lambert of Operation Barbecue Relief. It's a nonprofit organization whose mission is to serve up barbecue to people hit by disaster, providing nourishment and comfort in the form of trays upon trays of smoky pulled pork and slow-grilled vegetables. Operation Barbecue is headquartered in Pleasant Hill, Missouri, just outside of Kansas City. But the people who carry out its mission are from the competitive barbecue circuit, drawing pitmasters from across the country. Every day, they wake up far from home, either in beds in donated trailers or in the reclined seats of their own cars, to begin cooking the vegetables at 4 a.m. and processing the meat by 5. Then, distribution begins as banquet trays are loaded into trucks, which then head to the hardest hit areas, like Everglades City.
They're the forgotten, and that's who we have to take care of. And we're going to have to continue to take care of them even after all this major relief effort's gone. Because those are the folks, they had very little to begin with, now they have even less.
Lambert is from Oregon, but he has family in Port Charlotte, so he stays with them and makes the commute down to Germain each morning, beginning at 3. His meat sorting partner for the day is Sherry Boyer.
It's very hot.
I'll swap you out, sure, so I can get down there.
Okay. Boyer's Fort Myers Beach home was destroyed in Hurricane Charley.
This time, I mean, the beach was really spared, so, I mean, right away I was just trying to find anybody.
Anybody in need, Boyer says. She wipes her sweating face with her sleeve.
It's not super hot yet, but I know it gets hot out here, and then you guys are handling hot meat.
We'll be finished with this meat. Well, I don't know about today, but we have been finished.
We'll be done by 10,
11.
The meat they are sorting through will be packaged in large aluminum trays alongside the vegetables. They are then distributed to community groups, religious organizations, and county governments. Many come to pick up by car and truck, but a partnership with FedEx allows the fruits of Operation Barbecue Relief's labor to reach as far as the Florida Keys with the help of planes. By the end of the group's four-day tenure, 125,000 meals were distributed. Boyer says not to focus on that number, though.
You know, it's not that number. It's the one meal that counts.
Rachel Iacovone, WGCU News, Estero.